Prince of Business Giles Beckford is in now for Kōrero Kaipakihi. Kia ora, Giles.
Kia ora to you, Susie. Thank you for the wrap.
You're welcome. Now, first up, what is going on with the markets this morning?
Wall Street, it had a negative start. It's been a bit of a choppy session, but currently it's in the black. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average, each up around 0.2%. The NASDAQ is just trailing a little bit, 0.3% higher. Seems positive earnings reports are out gunning the continued worries about COVID-19. Our own top 50 index started well, just gave up the ghost for closing 2 points lower, 12,701. New Zealand dollar a touch firmer, 70 US cents, 94.8 Australian. We should note the Reserve Bank of Australia held its cash rate and policy steady yesterday. It didn't reverse a decision to start easing back on bond buying, which had been expected.
Now, consumers and businesses, Giles, are reporting very different experiences of the credit market.
The latest data from the credit reporting bureau Centrix shows the number of consumer accounts that are in hardship is down 7% to just over 11,000 at the end of July. The majority of those accounts are relating to mortgages, credit card debt and personal loans. But the number of commercial credit defaults rose 6% over July to just around 1,700. Centrix Managing Director Keith McLaughlin says the increase is a real cause for concern.
I think defaults have been trending up for some period of time now, and they continue to trend up, and I think they will continue into the near future as well. And I think that's a sign that there is some stress, particularly in the SME market, and that is an alarming issue for me looking forward, yes.
Keith McLaughlin, and we'll hear more from him at 10 to 7.
Now, it's the regions where the slowdown in house price growth is being felt most acutely.
Yeah, that comes from CoreLogic's latest look into the market. Shows that values increased 1.8% in July. That was similar to the rise in June, but well down on the rapid growth that had been evident earlier in the year. Well, the firm's head of research, Nick Goodall, says tax changes, tighter lending rules for property investors and the continued shortage of houses seem to be taking some of the heat out of the market. Ironically, of course, it came just as the Reserve Bank and the government moved to tighten lending restrictions. Nick Goodall says property values in Rotorua, the Kapiti Coast and Napier are seeing the most significant slowdown in growth.
The slowdown might be uneven around the country, and some of these areas that were previously relatively affordable and have seen significant, you know, price growth over the last few years, it's these areas that maybe we will see slow down a bit faster than others because they just couldn't sustain that rate. And property prices there have just become so much less affordable for people who are living there to continue to purchase at those prices.
And Kelvin Davidson says house price falls still remain unlikely. In the main bulletin at 10 to 7, we'll also touch on which workers are happier, those who are desk-bound in the office or those who have the freedom out in the field.